USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Monday, President Trump has a message for Iran.
If they want to make a deal, it's frankly getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran because they behave very badly. They're saying bad things. And I'll tell you, it could go either way very easily, very easily. And I'm okay either way it goes.
The president also says Iran is lying in its claim that they arrested 17 Americans who were part of a CIA spy ring. Now, one of the other things on the Trump administration's mind is Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress on Wednesday. White House advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News she believes it's a huge waste of money.
They work for you. This is your money. You already paid for the Mueller report and the Mueller investigation. Now they want Bob Mueller. They want to drag him before Congress and have him read out loud.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Equifax is agreeing to pay up in the largest data breach settlement ever. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Credit reporting company Equifax is agreeing to pay as much as $650 million to settle state and federal investigations into an enormous data breach in 2017. It compromised 143 million Americans' personal information, right down to Social Security numbers.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally tells Fox News she's glad the Senate Minority Leader paid a trip to the border last week.
Glad the Democrats and Chuck Schumer finally see there is a crisis at the border. They need to come to the table now and work with us to solve it.
Senator Schumer toured a detention center near McAllen, Texas, and called the conditions inhumane. Now, Democrats are continuing to demand basic protections for illegal aliens being held in Customs and Border Protection custody. The president and Schumer are expected to sit down to talk about the border soon. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
On Sunday's edition of Face the Nation on CBS, House GOP Conference Chair Republican from Wyoming Liz Cheney confronted anchor Margaret Brennan for completely missing the point regarding President Trump's feud with the so-called squad. Brennan kept saying it was about race. Meanwhile, Cheney says it was about ideas.
I think the news media really wants to make this about race. You just did it. This isn't about race. It's not about gender. It's not about religion. These members of the House of Representatives mm-hmm. fundamentally believe in policies that are dangerous for this nation. And as Republicans, we are going to fight against those, even if the mainstream media accuses us of racism when we do that. I know you guys don't want to. You don't want to focus on the fact that there are substantive differences. You also don't want to focus on the...
Let me ask you the question.
This is about
but that's
policy.
What the president
and it is
talking about.
Is that
talking
is not about
policy.
President every single day talks about policy. Every single day.
People are loving our
every
country.
Single day this president talks about the tremendous economic growth that we have seen since he's been in office, the tremendous job growth, the tremendous
capable of loving our country has nothing
Margaret,
to do with jobs.
You are making my point. I think the news media, you included, ought to cover the substance. And I think it is outrageous for you to say the president doesn't talk about substance.
One of the other things many people are taking a look at in that interview was if you look at the official CBS transcript, Congresswoman Cheney was interrupted 22 times. Meanwhile, earlier on the show, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California was interrupted 0. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.